The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Notice what God told our forefathers 3,500 years ago. As a matter of fact, you can go all the way back to Adam and Eve 6,000 years ago. Do you know what it all boils down to? Only one thing. Two words, obey me. God told Adam and Eve to obey him, and that's what God has told this world today. In Leviticus 18, verse 26, we continue here, "You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of you of your own nation, or any stranger who sojourned among you." God is speaking about idol worship, putting other things before the true God, and how to treat your neighbor. God is telling us how to have good conduct that will bring blessings instead of curses. And one of the things that brings so many curses is perverted sex. Continuing here in Leviticus 18, verse 27, "For all these abominations the men of the land have done, who were before you, and thus the land is defiled." The nations of Canaan cared less about obeying God's laws, his statutes, and his judgments. That was the attitude of the pre-flood world, Sodom and Gomorrah as well, and many other nations' empires throughout history as well as individuals. That's why their demise came. Now we should ask ourselves, do we think we are smart enough to live contrary to the Word of God and not pay a penalty for doing so? Verse 28 continues, "Lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you." God told our ancestors what would happen if they didn't obey him by committing the abominations of Egypt and the Canaanites, and of course the pre-flood world, Sodom and Gomorrah. Ancient Israel was cast out of their homeland for doing so, beginning in 721 through 718 B.C. Judah was as well in 605 through 586 B.C. God also tells us their offspring that we will be cast out, taken captive as well, for committing these abominations. In Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 1, God has much to say about end-time Israel, and this is a prophecy for our nation today and the British people. "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying," this is verse 1 of Jeremiah 30, verse 2, "Thus speaks the eternal God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourselves all the words that I have spoken to you." These words came to Jeremiah 130 years after Israel had been taken captive by the Assyrian Empire. Judah was in the process of being taken captive at this writing. God is speaking of two nations, Israel and Judah, not just the Jews that is called Israel today in the land of Palestine. Continuing here in Jeremiah 30, verse 3, "For behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it." God is saying there is a time coming when Israel and Judah will come out of captivity at the same time, and that will be when Christ returns. This was at that time a future prophecy, and it still is today, but it is very near and will come to pass soon if America and Britain doesn't wake up, repent, and turn to God. I've been telling you for over 7 years that the only way things will get better for you, our nation, and the world is to have a change of spirit. That means mind, attitude, and character by turning to our God. We must quit ignoring the Word of God. That is why we have so many problems. God told us as our sin increases, so would our curses, and that they would get to be so many, they would overtake us. And just as our ancestors, ancient Israel, were cast out of their land, so would we be today. And this isn't far off, my friends. Jeremiah 30, verse 4 continues, "Now these are the words that the Eternal spoke concerning Israel and Judah." Yes, God is speaking to two nations, Israel and Judah, not just Judah. He is speaking to us at the end of this age, which we are in right now. Ancient Israel didn't get this message because they were in captivity when Jeremiah was penning this message. In verse 5, God continues, "For thus says the Eternal, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace." Speaking of the severe problem at the end of this age, which we are entering now, God is speaking of unparalleled problems for us. We don't hear much good news today, and you can tell that America is very concerned as to where we will land, as to what is going to happen in the near future. Verse 6, "Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hand on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale?" This is describing a time unlike anything that we have ever seen throughout history. Verse 7, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Yes, God said it is the time of Jacob or Israel's severe trouble. He also said we will be saved out of it, not from it. We could be saved from it if we would repent, but we won't do that as a nation. You personally can turn to God and be saved from the worst time in human history if you will. But even if our nation doesn't repent as a whole, God has made us the promise that we will be saved out of Jacob's trouble and the great tribulation that will come on all the earth. He didn't say that we wouldn't have to go through it. He said that we would be saved out of it after we go through it, because we won't repent and turn to our God. God has made us another promise as well. Listen to it. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 62 and 63. And you should read this, my friend. Verse 62 of Deuteronomy 28, "You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God." That's a stern warning, my friend, that you should listen to. God says that we, America, the United States of America, and the British people, and perhaps other tribes of Israel, even Judah, will be left few in number in comparison to what we are now. It says, "Whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude." Verse 63, "And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked off of the land which you go to possess." This is a promise that God has made us, and it will happen unless we repent. This is God speaking these words, and this same God, the Creator of all, will bring it to pass. A few other places in the Word of God strongly indicates that only 10% of America and the British people will be saved alive when Christ returns to save us out of this time he is speaking of in Jeremiah 30. It just might pay to get on God's side. Think about that, my friends. You need to ponder that. It just might pay to get on God's side while you can before this great, terrible time comes to pass. Going back to Jeremiah 30, verse 8 here, "For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Eternal of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them." Yes, God is speaking as though that we are going to be in a state of slavery at the return of Jesus Christ. God is telling us that we will be in some type of enslavement at the very end of this age. Will we be so indebted to other nations or carried away captive to other nations? It just may be both. But whether it is only one or the other, it will be a miserable time. My friends, what I'm trying to get across to you is we are on the verge of severe trouble, and we will step right into it if we don't turn to our Maker. You can, will you? You need to think about that. You can turn to God, and you should ask yourself, will I do that? God says he will save us from our enemies, but only after we come to repentance. What will it take to bring you to repentance? Just listening to what God says to you and this nation should cause you to want to change. Yes, change your mind and attitude. That's what repentance is all about. It's about changing your mind, your attitude, and your character. repenting of your many sins. Jeremiah 30, verse 9 says, "But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them." God says we will be ready to serve him and David their king, whom he will resurrect, and he will be born into the family of God as a spirit-born son of God and a brother of Jesus Christ, and as king over the house of Israel. This verse also tells us when this will take place, and it is saying that it will take place at the return of Jesus Christ. Things will not get better for this nation as a whole unless we return to our God. Now, there may be a little temporary improvement here and there in the economy, and maybe perhaps in a few other places, but nothing major or lasting. Pressure, anxiety, financial, moral, and spiritual problems, live-ins, crime, murder, same-sex live-ins, same-sex marriages and divorce, socialism, in short, all the evils that we have, plus sickness, disease, wars, famine, upset weather, earthquakes, will continue to worsen. God has told us that in His Word. You don't have to believe me. Read your Bible. Why don't you read Deuteronomy chapter 28 and Leviticus chapter 26 and Jeremiah 30 and many other places where God tells us these things? Some more chapters that you should read is Ezekiel 5, 6, and 7. You should read them and listen to what God has to say. In Jeremiah 30, verse 15, God continues here, "Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you." Yes, God says He's going to punish us because of our many iniquities. Our lawless deeds moves God to correct us. But God does promise to save us once we learn our lesson. In Jeremiah 31, verses 7 through 9, notice what God has to say. And this is at the time that we have finally learned our lesson. "For thus says the Eternal, sing with gladness for Jacob," that's the nations of Israel now, "and shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel." You remember, my friend, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 62, that we would be left few in number. And now here God says, "O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel." Now, when you think of a remnant, you only think of a very small amount of whatever it was to begin with. And that's what God is saying here. Verse 8, "Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and the one who labors with child, together a great throng shall return there. They shall come with weeping," and God means here in a repentant attitude. Notice this, "they shall come with weeping and with supplication." Yes, we will have learned our lesson by that time, by the time that Christ returns and delivers us out of captivity. "I will lead them. I will cause them to walk in the rivers of water in a straight way, in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn." We will be ready to obey Him at that time. Why don't you do that now, my friend, and save yourself a lot of misery? We have a couple of booklets that you should read. North America Listen and the United States and Britain and Prophecy. All you need do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Have a good day, my friend, and may God help you shape your life according to His Word.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.